USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Six jurors have been selected for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. The proceedings are midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and six alternates is ongoing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has received the articles of impeachment from the House, and he's pledged to address them. They are against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He's criticized Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process. That is more chaos.
Schumer's expected to hold a vote on Wednesday to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special committee. The White House is reviewing House Speaker Johnson's proposal to provide military aid to key U.S. allies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Tuesday that while the administration requires more specifics on the plan,
we're going to wait, pass judgment after we've had a chance to take a look closer at the speaker's proposal. The important thing is that our allies like Ukraine and Israel, who are under the gun, literally under the gun, get the security assistance they need as quickly as possible. So we want them to move this week.
Johnson presented the plan Monday, advocating for four separate bills allocating funds for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other critical priorities. Each bill would undergo separate voting before the week's end. The body of one of three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore has been recovered. The families asked that their loved one's name not be released. Two more victims still remain unaccounted for and have been declared dead after the March 26th incident. This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
Another House Republican, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, has joined an effort to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Massie has urged Johnson to resign and is co-sponsoring a resolution with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for his removal. Despite calls for resignation, Johnson refuses a step down, stating the effort is unproductive for the country. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns raised by Special Counsel Robert Hur's report. Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory. Garland, during a House hearing Tuesday, stated he has witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. The Federal Reserve Chairman suggests that interest rates are unlikely to be cut next month. Jerome Powell, speaking at an economics forum in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, stated, "The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence." He emphasized a lack of progress on inflation this year and advocated for maintaining higher rates to achieve the Fed's goal of 2% inflation. Basketball sensation Caitlin Clark continues to shine, this time in jersey sales. Sports retailer Fanatics quickly sold out of most sizes of Clark's Indiana Fever jersey within an hour of her being selected as the first overall pick in Monday night's WNBA draft. Pre-orders for Clark jerseys are now available, with Fanatics promising shipment no later than October 31st. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.